digital media file number one, Judge Garland, it's a good thing you didn't make it to the Supreme Court. When you leave this room today here, though, as AG, you ought to resign, sir.
By the First Amendment to protest to their school board about this.
But he was cited by the School Board Association
fine,
as a domestic terrorist, which we now know that letter and those reports were the basis for your...
No, Senator, that's wrong.
Shameful. Judge, this is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Tell me what you really think.
General Garland, do you want to complete your answer on...
Okay, I wasn't sure there was a question there, but let me be clear. The news reports I'm talking about were not the news reports in that letter. They were other news reports that everybody here has heard about, subsequent reports that everybody has heard about. There is nothing in this memorandum, and I wish if senators were concerned about this, they would quote my words. This memorandum is not about parents being able to object in their school boards. They are protected by the First Amendment. As long as there are no threats of violence, they are completely protected. So parents can object to their school boards about curriculum, about the treatment of their children, about school policies. All of that is 100% protected by the First Amendment, and there is nothing in this memorandum contrary to that. We are only trying to prevent violence against school officials.
Who acted violently against a school official? No one.
Some parents in their speech said, you will pay for what you
Well, they will pay.
That is technically a threat of violence.
I don't think that's a threat of violence. It's a threat of violence. Even if it is, that ought to be for the local sheriff's department. That's a municipal power, and that's a municipal issue. That's not a federal. By the way, the greatest comfort that the parents might get out of this is you have nothing to worry about if it's the FBI coming after you, unless you've hung a noose in your garage. Unless you're dressed up like a fake black person or made a noose and hanged it from inside your garage, you don't have anything to worry about from the FBI. How about Ted Cruz? Let's listen to Wolverine in the same conversation.
Now I want you to listen to me, Attorney General. I'm from Texas, and I am a conservative, and I represent people that are conservatives. You, sir, are the devil. I am Wolverine. Do you understand me? I've got razor-sharp conservative batting comments.
All right, enough of that. Here's Tedley Cruz writes, same conversation.
Letter is that they're upset about parents not wanting critical race theory taught. Your son-in-law makes a very substantial sum of money from a company involved in the teaching of critical race theory. Did you seek and receive a decision from an ethics advisor at the Department of Justice before you carried out an action that would have a predictable financial benefit to your son-in-law?
This memorandum is aimed at violence and threats.
I just asked a question. Did you
it
seek
has
an ethics
no predictable
Did you seek an ethics opinion?
It has no predictable.
Did you seek an ethics opinion? Judge, you know how to ask questions and answer them. Did you seek an ethics opinion?
You asked me whether I sought an ethics opinion about something that would have a predictable effect on something. This has no predictable effect in the way that you're talking about.
So if critical race theory is taught in more schools, does your son-in-law make more
this
money?
This memo has nothing.
If critical race theory is taught in more schools, does your son-in-law make more money? Yes or no?
This memorandum has nothing to do with critical race theory.
Will you answer if you sought an
ethics kind
opinion?
Of curriculum?
Will you answer if you sought an ethics
opinion? I am answering the best I can.
Yes or no? Did you seek an ethics opinion?
This memorandum has
Did
nothing...
Did you seek an ethics opinion?
This memorandum has nothing to do with...
General, are you refusing theory. To answer if you sought an ethics opinion?
I am telling you that there's no possible...
So you're saying no. Just answer it directly. You know how to answer a question directly. Did you seek... an ethics opinion.
I'm telling you that if I thought there was any reason to believe there was a conflict of interest, I would do that, but I cannot.
Why do you refuse to answer the question? Why won't you just say no?
I'm sorry.
You're not going to answer the question?
I'm sorry. Ask the question again.
Did you seek an ethics opinion?
I'm saying again, I would seek an ethics opinion.
So no is the answer, correct?
There was a
Senator, your time is up.
Question, dumbass!
Let the record reflect the Attorney General refuses to answer whether he sought an ethics opinion, and apparently ethics are not a terribly high priority in the Biden Justice Department.
I don't think that's a fair reflection of what I said.
Then answer the question.
All right, this is just a bunch of...
Just answer the question, dumbass!
Mark Morano headed, Republicans are absolutely useless. This is just a bunch of theater here. Now, look, don't get me wrong. Merrick Garland is a pinko commie disgrace. And again, he's one of the, even in his 60s, he looks like the guy that was a 98-pound weakling in your high school who you gave wedgies to. Or that you singled out, if you were the bully type, when you needed a dollar or 50 cents for an extra carton of milk or whatever, that you'd go accost at his locker and threaten him. This is all theater, though. Nothing is going to get done in the United States Senate. Now, they may prevent something from happening, but they ain't going to do anything. What is that? Now, you got to hear this one. Play digital media file. All right, well, we'll hear Matt Gaetz. Do number four. Digital media file number one. Look, on the same subject here. Now, again, I think this is a false flag operation. Let's throw all of our focus and attention on the Attorney General of the United States and on the school boards and the school board doing this and the National School Board Association, when, as I keep saying, why do you want a school board to begin with? Matt Gaetz.
And let's also hope that as the American people evaluate the actions of the Department of Justice, they see that, you know, a piece of evidence can be the basis for a policy. That evidence can be debunked, and the policy can persist nonetheless. It harkens back to the Russia hoax, where there was this, you know, big lie that Donald Trump was a Russian agent, and then that animated all this activity from the Justice Department that impaired the liberty of Americans, and it seems as though they're continuing on that trend. But now, instead of targeting Donald Trump, they're targeting parents who love their kids who show up at school board meetings, and the Attorney General made clear today that he intends to continue doing so.
No, I'm just going to say again, school boards are part of the paradigm that they created, that supposedly the Constitution created. Remember, Declan Leary had this piece at the American Conservative magazine website. You're not sticking around to do a 10 a.m. news, Jimmy? we lost the school fight 50 years ago. In 1974, the activist judge Wendell Arthur Garrity Jr., a subordinate appointed by LBJ to the U.S. District Court for Taxachusetts, took it upon himself to recognize or to reorganize the Boston school system, implementing a scheme of citywide forced busing first proposed by the statewide Board of Education. The results were disastrous. Thousands of kids, black and white, simply didn't go to school. Even among those who did, physical violence and other conflicts broke out at alarming rates. Educational quality didn't actually improve for anyone, white or black, rather than solve any of the very real problem in the city school system. Majority of black schools, for instance, really were underfunded. Garrity's power grab just stacked dysfunction on top of dysfunction. On top of the educational consequences, and perhaps far more far-reaching, were the social ones, the compelled disjunction of children from their physical communities played no small part in the social unraveling from which those urban neighborhoods still have not recovered. History repeats itself in interesting ways. The most prominent critics of the busing regime, most notably Hicks and the later legendary state legislature, William Bulger, were city dwellers with children enrolled in the Boston Public Schools. So this is about the Boston Public Schools. I'm certainly no opponent of private schooling, but skin in the game matters. It's worth asking why the champions of these radical reforms never seem willing to subject their own children to them. Remember, Bill Clinton and Al Gore famously sent their kids when they went to the White House in 1993, where? Sidwell and Friends. Those kids never stepped foot inside of one of D.C.'s allegedly vaunted public or government schools, did they? The difference is that 50 years ago, you could just move out of the city if you were willing to uproot yourself and your family. Now the new generation of limousine libs are taking the fight from the cities to the suburbs and anywhere else they have to. The further we retreat, the further they'll advance. Eventually, we'll find ourselves with nowhere left to run. That's the point of his whole article. And it's a valid point. And again, it's not going to matter if you control your school board. The problem is that you have a school board. You have a super committee above parenthood. Education is the responsible of the parental familial unit. It is not the responsibility. You see, they have grabbed it. They've claimed it for themselves. The state has. It's our responsibility. And look what it's produced. Don't look at the reasons why. I don't want to hear any of the flipping numbers or anything. Look at the results. What are the... All you need is the results. What are the results? Broken families, broken children, imbecilic, brainwashed, conditioned, idiot children who don't even know what freaking... whether they should wear a dress or a pair of pants. Do not play the game. This is, I'm telling you people, this is a trap. They're baiting the trap. Now, I'm not excusing anything that's happened at any school board meeting. And while we have the school boards, yes, you have to do the best you can. But this is a trap. This is a two-party, tried and true trap. And they have sprung it on you. And if you play the game, we're going to reform the school boards. You're going to freaking lose. And you know what? You deserve to lose. They've been playing this game since Appomattox. Here in the United States. It gets worse, but everyone acknowledges it's getting worse. And yet you think that the next little chess piece, yeah, but this time our kids are going to get in there. We're going to win the school board. The problem is the school board. No one is going to agree with me on that because they will be hated by many people who are far too invested in a government-run school system. Let's call it what it is. A government-run, 18-year-old or 18-year-long running daycare center. Farm the children out to the school board, to the experts. It's a trap, and if you fall for it, your kids are going to pay, and ultimately, so are you.